Welcome back to another edition of the Rarity Update. A couple of weeks since we last did our, since we did the last one. I'm recording this on Monday afternoon stroke evening. The update on the leaderboard was completed yesterday, Sunday. At this stage of me recording, I had chance to do a write-up yet of putting or even put the tables up, but they are done. I will probably put that up after I've finished doing the audio update. So we've been a couple of weeks. This couple of weeks that has seen the Stranded Deep Platinum take a nosedive. Those that had earned it the first week, it's now dropped off. A lot of ultra rares were earned during that period, that first week. That has dropped off. Every single one of those trophies is now dropped down to a very rare, and we may even see that some of them drop down to a rare. However, it does appear that the devs are now aware of that glitch and are working on a fix, apparently. So who knows? We might actually see it sort of hold its position in the very rare. We had a second round of people exploiting the glitch in the leaderboards. It probably would have benefited those doing it week two, because the people that earned it in week one would have taken a negative hit on those ultra rares that are devalued. But those that have done it this week will only see a positive because it's very rare. However, it's still the same points. It just balances itself out over the two-week period. It may well stay as a very rare, depending on how quickly they manage to fix a glitch for this. We had a little bit of movement. I think it was last time. There was no movement at all. Was that the time before last? But anyway, we have got sort of movement in the league table. We didn't have as many plats this week. And the rarest trophies were a little bit skewed because of the Stranded Deep plat. However, we did still manage three trophies that were classed as ultra rare. In fact, first and second both earned the same trophy. I don't know if that was tactical or not, or whether it's just a purely coincidence that they're playing the same game, but we'll get onto those shortly. So we'll start, as we customarily do, down at the bottom. It's no longer 25 people. We're at to 27. As I mentioned last week, we had a couple of new entries. We also had Departed had changed his username. So 27th place is Departed's new username, Departed87 rather than 587. And he's had this for a couple of weeks now. Has successfully managed to earn 5 bronze common trophies. So well done there on that score of 0. But 0 points this week, 0 points overall, and his rarest trophy is Brightfall's Finest at 69.15%, and that is obviously a non-scoring one. And because his profile is so new, there won't be any legacy trophies at all to sort of boost him at all for that. But he's up and running anyway in terms of trophies earned, just not points yet, which is good news for One Plat Zach, who swings the roundabouts, I suppose, for him. I mean, he was bottom. He's not bottom now, but bottom was 25th. He's actually dropped a place to 26. So take with what you take with one hand, or gives with one hand, takes with the other. And he didn't actually again play. He's still remains on 5 points. 5 clear of Departed. So it worked to do. First of our new entries, California Wayne. He'd only scored 1 point in his first week of, I say only once, a bit harsh there, saying only. I didn't take his baseline count till about a day before the actual start, till I put it in, so entered him into the contest. So he had 23 points this week, coming in at 24 now overall. His rarest trophy coming in Red Dead Redemption 2. So someone's gone back to that, and the trophy was called Eventful. 24th place, dropping one, is Kalai. She's back from her trip round Europe. She didn't earn a trophy during this period, but that didn't stop her earning 2 points, and that taken her to 60 points overall. So she is in 24th position, which, as I said, is now fourth off the bottom, whereas previously it was one off the bottom. The second new entry is Big Bernard Dobb, and he's the first of our players to really take advantage of that Stranded Deep platinum. He had 136 points this week, giving him 142 and overall. So that obviously bolstered his score massively. His rarest trophy was obviously the platinum in that, which obviously is also then his rarest trophy for the contest, which is the Stay Alive in Stranded Deep, and that's at 5.31%. If you remember, last when we did this, and I think it was Rick and George and Daryl had earned that platinum 2 weeks ago, and that plat was sat at 2.21%, and obviously now we're at 5.31%. So in 2 weeks, it's given that, especially the high volume of players that had already played it, given that it was a plus game, that's quite a big jump. So all of their trophies now are no longer ultra rare. In 22nd place, and he's got a 41-point lead over Big Bernard Dobb, is Tross. And Tross had also dropped a place. Tross had 19 points, taken into 183. His rarest trophy was come fourth in Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, and that was 7.59%. Not quite his rarest overall. His rarest overall is still in Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Having said that, thinking about it, he could well have, that Star Wars Jedi Survivor trophy could well have increased in rarity by now, given that he tends to play newer games as and when they come out. So I'll have to have a look at that and see whether that needs updating, because that could well be as rare as that he's earned so far. Second of the Stranded Deep plats was Darth Knight, moving up a position from 22nd up to 21st. Again, another person who had earned 136 points, so that was two of them, earned exactly the same, and that took him to 240 points. So again, more than doubled his previous score for the previous 6 or 7 months. His actually Stranded Deep platinum is, he'd done the NA North America version, and his rarity on that is slightly lower, but still very rare. That's at 5.07%. So, but that's boosted him nicely. And he's not too far away now from Stink Palm. So Stink Palm having a bit of a quiet period at the moment. 11 points this week, 311 in total. So he's got a 71-point lead over Darth Knight. So he may well... that may well be enough, given sort of Darth Knight's typical gaming patterns. But yeah, he's sort of sat comfortably on his own at the moment in 20th place. But his rarest trophy this week was in Torchlight 2, which he's obviously continuing to play. And that was Nest Egg, and that was a 16.83%. In 19th place, another hold. So the next, all the way up to 10th place, is everybody has held their own position. But we'll see whether we've had any closeness or sort of gaps reduced and whatnot. But 20 points for the Brain 76. And that 20 points takes him to 374 points overall. He's been playing the Outer Worlds, and his rarest trophy was Peace in Our Time. That was at 27.93%. Next is Homer Gets Duffed in 18th place. Staying in 18th place, Riley has pulled some points back on him, 12 points back on him. Riley, Homer is on 397. Again, another sort of fairly quiet week for Homer. The 390, so he's 3 points short of that 400 mark, playing a bit of Final Fantasy 16. So his rarest trophy this week was Made to be Broken in Final Fantasy 16, and that was at 51.94%, which means that His 8 points have come from legacy trophies or trophies that he's earned previously, as 51.94 is a non-scoring trophy in this competition. In 17th place, we have another player who hasn't earned a trophy, but we know the reasons as to why. Apart from commentating on the Activision Blizzard deal, he's also been busy playing PC, and that's where he does most of his gaming now, and that's JT. He's on 3 points, taking him to 459 overall. So he's still got a nice sort of comfortable lead over Homer, Brain and Stinkbomb. Can he get clawback? He isn't too far away. I mean, we're only from the next person up, we're only talking maybe 12 points. But having switched to PC gaming, we may see that gap get greater. And speaking of which, is 16th place of that gap, who is the person who is 12 points clear of JT, is Tricky Mick. Tricky actually had 12 points this week, taking him to 471. Again, acceptances in Final Fantasy 16 was his rarest trophy. But again, that is a common trophy at 76.59%. So that is a non-scoring one. Interestingly, with Tricky, I did notice a Stranded Deep trophy pop up on his profile. The game is not hidden. It is hidden. So I don't know whether he did get the platinum in that or not. I don't know whether to disclose it or not, but I did find a way that how you can track his games that are hidden anyway. So Tricky, I do know what games you are playing. So regardless of if they're hidden or not. But anyway, so 76.59 has done no damage whatsoever to his overall trophy, which is 7.37.
Here's what I found.
Sorry. To phone my watch telling me about Final Fantasy 16. His rarest trophy overall is in Horizon Forbidden West in Burning Shores DLC at 7.37%. Next up in 15th is Sadak. 535 points overall, 10-point increase this week. Rarest trophy coming in, TMNT Shredder's Revenge, great game. Fully recommend anyone who hasn't played it and has got any interest in the old sort of 2D side, well, sort of the old school beat-em-ups, side-scrollers. Have platinum in that, obviously. But yeah, it's now on PS Extra, so give it a try if you haven't already. You won't regret it. It is a really good game. But yeah, as I said, he's on 535 points, doing well. Next up, we had a sort of, maybe 14th place, Mr. TMNT, Joseph Priestley. 52 points this week, 788 overall. So we have got that gap between Sadak and Joe fairly sizable now. About 250 points? So that's where our first sort of big gap is, really. But Joe's gone back to playing an old game, Onrush. His rarest trophy is Snowbound in that game at 18.66%. Another one that I platinumed with the help of Daryl. Really excellent game. The platinum isn't obtainable, by the way, anyone wishing to start it now due to the online servers closing. But that was a really, really good game. I really enjoyed that. So he's in 14th place. Jupes is next up on 13th. Good week by Jupes, 62 points, which can probably mean one thing, which is a new game has been released. Oh, no, I tell a lie. Look at that, I've just scrolled across. Normally, when Jupes fluctuates, he has a good week, and then he has a week where his decay has sort of kicked in because he always plays the most recently released games. And so we see 60, 70, 80 points go in, and then we see a week of even negative, sometimes 10, 20 points, which is obviously a low by his standards, but that's only because the decay is sort of that severe on those recently released games. But I've sort of done him a bit of a disservice on this time. Those 62 points have come from still Final Fantasy 16, but obviously his rarest trophy of the week was Trophy Hunter in the Forest, which obviously isn't a brand new game, and that was obviously worth good points, 5 points. Trophy on that one, so and just missing out on his overall rarest trophy by literally 0.01%. So well done to Jupes, getting 62 points, keeping him in 13th. Corey, after sort of being in the top 10 for so long, he was 6th, 7th, 8th. He's now sort of dropped and has held his position 12th for a couple of weeks now. He did have a good return this week, 55 points. That took him past the 1,000 points tally. So we actually have now 12 players or 12 contestants have all passed that 1,000 point mark now, which is a good achievement. Jupes will be obviously looking, he'll be the next one, be looking to get past that, Jupes and Joe. But Corey had 55 points, and another not new game, but quite a really fun one, is Mad Trendy in Fall Guys at 9.75%. And really, yeah, I had a lot of good fun with that game. Another one got a platinum in. Like dropping in that, don't I? Every now and again, little platinum. But yeah, well done to Corey. Nitro is next in 11th spot. Obviously, again, he went past the 1,000-point mark in this week's 62 overall, 1,048 points. So he's got 12-point lead over Corey. Increased that by 7 this week. Playing a game I own, haven't got the platinum in this one. I haven't even played it, actually, but I do own it, which is Overpass, which is a, I think it's like an off-road sim-type game, more than a racing game. Looks quite interesting. We'll keep meaning to sort of start it, but I've got that many games on the go at the moment that I'm reluctant to sort of start another one until I've finished a few. So we'll have to give it a pass. Excuse the pun, or an overpass, I should say, until later in the year or even next year. But so 62 points, closing the gap on 10th place, which is Yield. So Yield, remember, was in 7th place for a long time, a bit like Corey, but he has sort of been dropping. Emsley, to be fair to him, has been picking up the pace quite a bit. And he's caught him up now. Again, there's 9 points between Emsley and Yield, which means between the three of them, Corey, Emsley and Yield, there is only 21 points. So the Yield had 43, which isn't a bad return. He was already over the 1,000-point mark, but so he's on 1,057. Going to struggle to get past, to beat Emsley, unless he's playing other games, because obviously at the moment they're doing co-op together in Zombie Army Trilogy. So you'd think that whatever Yield scores, Emsley is going to score it as well. But that was Yield's rarest trophy in Zombie Army Trilogy, which is just in case we make it. So that was 10th place. In 9th, we have a faller, which is CJ. CJ had 32 points, so he's dropped from 8th to 9th. 1,101 points. His rarest trophy was in Japanese Rail Sim, Gold Medal Collector, at 26.99%. His drop allowed Diego, who's been on a bit of a march recently, he's climbed another place, 72 points this week, 1,119 overall. So an 18-point lead over CJ. So still close, still plenty to for them to play. In fact, what we are, what's that, did I say 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th? So, yeah, between 5 places, you between 1,119 to 1,036. That's still very tight between all those those 5 places. His rarest trophy was a platinum in Body Count, so PS3 game. I did notice he's actually sort of found his PS5 controller again, though, so because his latest game that he was playing was a game called Proteus, Proteus, I think it was, on the PS5. So looks like he's either found his charging cable or he's found his controller or had his PS5 returned to him by whoever took it. So he is back. Next up is, we've got a big gap then. So Alex stays in 7th. I thought he might have made up ground on Daryl. Daryl obviously would have had decay because of the Stranded Deep. Alex has stayed firm to his principles, and there's no way he is touching that Stranded Deep platinum. That is not in his nature. And he's still at 79 points this week. His rarest trophy was the rarest trophy of the week, Icebreaker in Starwall. It was a 1.22%, so not far, too far off actually qualifying for the rarest trophy overall category. But yeah, as I said, so 79 points takes him to 1583. So going past the 1500 point mark. So as you can see, that between 8th and 7th, there is a significant gap of around sort of 400 points. So a lot of work to do for those catching him, including Tricky and his hidden trophies, who's obviously looking to break into the top five. And so Resident Daryl hold on to sixth place, but I was right in terms of the decay, meaning Alex could pull some points back on him. In fact, Daryl had a negative 12 week this week, meaning that Alex was able to pull back 91 points on him and bring that to within 104 points, the difference. So Daryl's on 1,687. Alex on 1,583. So we've got quite an intriguing battle there between two hosts of rival but friendly rival podcasts there. Daryl's rarest trophy was Not All to Plan in Killzone Liberation, 33.35%. We've got another significant gap. I've occupied this position for quite a number of weeks. However, we have a new entry. Well, not a new entry to the contest, but a I'm Styling On Your Bro has dropped from 4th to 5th. He only had 33 points. Didn't score a trophy this week, so that's 33 legs. You can always rely on his legacy points giving him decent points as well. 33 is decent for legacy points. And yeah, that took him to 2,153. I think his focus is elsewhere temporarily. Backlog beatdown mainly, especially with Rick's sort of surge to the top. I think it's a really obviously close battle between those two now, and it will probably continue to be close, but that probably may be why we've seen a no trophy week from Styling this week. So I jumped up a place from 5th to 4th. A little bit of shame to say it, but my rarest trophy is the Stay Alive Stranded Deep Platinum. Yeah, I know. You don't need to tell me. But needs must and all that. I had 187 points this week. So it gave me a decent chunk, but certainly not all of it, all of my points. Did a bit of Kung Fu Panda Showdown of Legendary Legends as well, has earned me a few decent rare points. Which, whether we go for the plat on that or not, I haven't decided yet. The intention is yes, but the reality might say otherwise. So that 187 points took me to 2,228 and take me up a position. Though I am still significantly further behind than the rest top three. So again, another suffer. Two out of the top three suffered with the decay of Stranded Deep. Rick had a minus 69 score this week. So he went down to 2,683. He lost about 16 ultra rares, 13 ultra rares, I think it was. Daryl lost 16 ultra rares, or the other way around. And so that's obviously took its toll. He dropped back down to 2,683. His rarest trophy was in Rainbow Moon, Half a Millionaire, at 5.79%. That allowed Marky Fraser to pull clear because his Mark did the Stranded Deep plat, but it wasn't his rarest trophy. So he is another one who did sort of make the most of it this week rather than the first week it became available. He had 191 points this week, taking him to 3,116. So he's gone past that 3,000 point mark. Second player to have done it. His rarest trophy was Tower Warrior in Mortal Kombat X at 4.86%, so an ultra rare trophy. Meaning that George, Meese Ghostalot, is still top, 3,245. The gap is closed. The gap is now, what are we looking at? 130 odd, 129 points the difference. Meath Goats Lots, he had a 13-point increase, again, because of the decay. He played plenty, earned lots of trophies, but again, because of that decay, he only scored 13 points, allowing Marky Fraser to catch up. Interestingly, Meath Goats Lot also had Tower Warrior in Mortal Kombat X as his rarest trophy. For those wondering, Marky Fraser earned the trophy on the 14th of June, July. And George Miskotsalot earned it on the 16th of July. So are they both playing it? Were they both playing it? Or has Miskotsalot done what he did to Rick and followed him? I think he followed Rick on Capcom Arcade Stadium once upon a time in the early days of this contest. Has he done the same on Mortal Kombat X, or is it just coincidence? We will never know. Well, George might enlighten us. So that's the final tables. Not final, but that's the weekly tables. Now we move on to the rarest trophies of the week. We didn't have, I think it was the first week for about three, that we haven't had an ultra rare for occupying each of these five positions. So we have in fifth place a new entrant to the Hall of Fame for weekly rare platinum or weekly rare trophies is Darth Knight 82. I don't think he's been on there before, but he's in fifth place with his Stay Alive Stranded Deep, 5.07%. Next up, it's a familiar face in this, is Diego. With all body count trophies won, in body count at 5.00%. Diego, obviously, especially doing online PS3 games, you're going to find that he's in there for a fair amount with his, given how rare those are. Joint second, because obviously we've got the two of them in, is for Tower Warrior, Mortal Kombat X at 4.86%, is Marky Fraser and Meath Goats a lot. That is for completing a tower with every character in the game. So well done to both of you on that one. That seems like that would be quite a lot of work. So congratulations there. Rarest trophy though, and still is Alex, Raise Havoc, Icebreaker in Starwall, 1.22%. And that was to shatter 1,000 blocks of ice. So well done to all five players there. Good effort getting your, well, I say good effort, I mean, not necessarily good effort for the Stay Alive one, because it doesn't take any effort, but nonetheless, it's a plat and it's rare, or very rare. It doesn't affect the five rarest trophies of 2023. Still at the top there is Marky Fraser with his Injustice Gods Amongst Men at 0.33, followed by Rick in Capco Master at 0.56. Resident Daryl, so I would never have had that. I would never have had Resident Daryl as the third in the rarest trophies of the whole year. But fair play to him. He's done it. 0.63% in Nidog. Win 100 games through matchmaking. Fourth is Alex with a rarity of 1.06 for Head Rush in Cartoon Battle Crashers. And Yield is still there, which he has been from week one, in that top five, which is for his Pro Team Deep Rock Galactic, 1.07 for Earn Silver Promotions Fraud Doors. I'm guessing that Earn Gold Promotions Fraud Doors must be quite a bit rarer than that, and probably would boost him up when he gets that. I don't know. I know it's a long grind, but we'll see if he can get there before the end of the year. We'll move on to the Platinums and 100%. We'll start with the 100%. Well done to the following. Starting with the rarest, because there wasn't as many this week in the Platinums and rarest. We have Royal Roads 2, the Magic Box by Sadek, at 37.50%, and he also had another 100% in Day D Through Time at 35.23%. I'm not familiar with either of those two games, to be honest with you, but they're obviously not spam given their 100% completion rate, but not familiar with them. And Alex got 100% in Kill It With Fire at 20.77%. So well done to you two for those three games. As we move on to the Platinums, the most common one we had, well, actually, I may as well start with the boring one, didn't I? Mark Fraser, myself, Darth Knight, and Big Bernadob We all got the platinum in Stranded Deep. I'm in two minds whether to say congratulations or not. Leaning towards not. But it is a platinum at the end of the day. So yeah, well done. Well done for loading it up and being able to get in a game 10 minutes, 15 minutes to actually try and find a game without letting you connect to a server. That's probably worth a congratulations in itself, actually. So yeah, we'll take it. Sadak, your platinum in Galaxy Shooter at 68.40%. Well done to you. MZ Nitro, he's been at this one for a while now, but he's finally got the platinum in Lego Marvel Superheroes 2, which is a 14.93% rarity. And our rarest platinum of the week goes to Diego in Body Count at 5.00%. So we're looking forward to seeing which PS3 game he is going to be starting next. But that's it for me. I'll get the leaderboards updated. I've got to finish off my speed run in Stray tonight before it leaves the PS Extra service tomorrow morning on Tuesday the 18th. So wish me luck on that one. You'll know whether I've got it when you look at my profile or when I next do the update. See whether I've got it. So fingers crossed it's not too taxing or difficult. I'm most of the way through it, to be honest with you. Just whether I've got enough time in the bank left, but we'll see. And yeah, any questions that you've got, ping them on the Trophy Losing Group or in the Discord, or if there's any suggestions, anything you want to see. I will be doing a little, asking a few questions actually, because I've got some ideas for next season, which will be next year, obviously, on how we do this. I've got a couple of ideas up my sleeve, which I'll disclose later on in the year, which might make it a bit more exciting, if that is even possible, given I know how exciting you will find this. But you never know, there might be some slight changes we can make, but I'll get you posted on them. And for now, that is me over and out, and I'll catch you later. Cheers.